And that's time for a little Korero Kai Pakihi, the early business news. Looking at the markets first, Wall Street, it's lower across the board. Inflation pressures are stoking fears that interest rates might have to rise faster than had previously been considered. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average currently down 1.5%. The broader S&P 500 is just under 1% lower. The Nasdaq, the technology index, is the one that's faring best, just a tenth of a percent down. Our own top 50 index had a 20-point dip yesterday. 12,639 is where it starts today. On the currency markets, the New Zealand dollar, 72.7 US cents and 92.7 Australian. And in our business news this morning, a significant development in power generation. The country is to get its first large-scale commercial solar power facility. Lodestone Energy's unveiled a $300 million program for five solar farms in what it calls the Sun Belt of the Upper North Island. It's bought farmland and plans to continue farming once the panels are installed. Managing Director Gary Holden says the aim is to supply the regions where the power is generated, Northland and the Bay of Plenty, so it's looking for small retailers and it will resist big market players.
The small retailers are always struggling to get well-priced hedges from gentailers, and so finding the match between what we're doing and what those niche players are doing is kind of an obvious thing. But more importantly, the small retailers tend to have the IT systems and the capability to deal with an idea like this, and so that will be a major part of the decision as well.
We'll hear more on Lodestone's solar ambitions a little later in the hour. The Retirement Commissioner wants the government to scrap or reconsider a bill increasing the residency requirement for getting national superannuation. The proposed change would lift the residency requirement from 10 to 20 years. Retirement Commissioner Jane Wrightson says everyone who falls short of the residency requirement will be affected, especially if they turn 63 by the end of June this year. She says that isn't enough time for people to make alternative plans for their retirement. Mrs. Wrightson says 10 years is the minimum required to plan, but it would be better if the government scrapped the bill entirely.
If Parliament expects New Zealanders to play our own part in saving for our own retirement, because we have a two-tier system, right? We've got the New Zealand pension and we've got our own savings, and together is what we live on when we stop working. They need to keep their side of the bargain, so that if our ability to save is affected, they need to give us plenty of time.
That's the Retirement Commissioner, Jane Wrightson. More from her in the main bulletin in business, which will be at around 10 to 7 with the latest numbers from the markets, of course.